All right, coming up in 15 minutes, we're going to get back into hitting, the art of hitting. I guess we should say the lost art of hitting in Major League Baseball. So much good feedback from parents as to how their kids are taught. We did our discussion yesterday about the problems in Major League Baseball, and I've got some further thoughts as I did a deeper dive into how hitting used to be taught compared to how it's taught today. That's coming up in 15 minutes. All right, right now, extreme tension?
Yes, I figured we would revisit this since he announced his retirement this week. Dale Hansen retiring from WFAA after 48 years being there. And one of the most notable examples of tension here on the ticket, which we've had many of them, is the Dale versus Dan argument that happened about Jerry Jones. Was he a good owner or was he a bad owner? And in listening back to this, I noticed a few things. One, the Dan shake voice, because this was earlier on in Dan's career here, and you're going up against a titan like Dale.
It took a lot to stand up to
Dale. And Dan certainly stood up to Dale. He had a few harsh lines back, swinging back Dale's way. Other thing that I hadn't noticed in this is that Bob has a higher voice back then. So take a listen. Tell me what you think.
Now, Mark Cuban may be misdirected in some cases. So may Jerry Jones. But the fact that they always put their money where their mouth is, and it's all in the name of winning. Now, you may question the reason for making certain decisions, but it's all done in the name of winning. And as a fan, that's all you can ever ask for.
So then you don't question what they do.
No, you do.
You absolutely.
You don't question
that they're good owners, because as a fan, I want my owner to want to win.
Hey, you just got done saying, I don't know, we have great owners here. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm saying Jerry owns. I absolutely am saying Jerry Jones is not a great owner.
He's a great owner because he has a passion for winning.
Really?
So now he fires
Jimmy Johnson because of his passion for winning.
He won three Super Bowls. Name me how many other owners in the league right
Two
now.
Two of them with Jimmy.
I don't
and
care
one
who he won them with. Who name any owners in the NFL who have won three Super Bowls?
How many years do those three Super Bowls continue for then?
How many owners in the NFL have won three Super Bowls now?
Again, I live in Dallas, Texas. I cover the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
I don't sit here and say, hey, in 92 you were really good, so anything you want to do now is fine with me. I don't do that.
I'm not saying that's a question. I'm not saying he's not a crappy GM or that he doesn't make outlandish decisions or that you can't question anything.
No, you said you can't question it.
He's a great owner because his bottom line is winning, no matter what.
Get your damn pom-pom before you poke me in the eye.
I don't understand what you're saying.
This is also what you fall back on.
I'm not even a Cowboy fan. I don't have a pom-pom.
He fires.
I wish my owner was half as passionate as Jerry Jones. What, are you walking out?
Well, shut up. This is your problem.
You don't like Mark Cuban because he wants to talk as much as you do. Now you're yelling at me to shut up because I'm trying to have a sports argument with you and I don't agree with you. And you can't hang up on me. This is the Dale Big Ego coming out. Wow, you're pissed.
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed.
What are you pissed about?
Because I'm sitting there trying to have a debate with you, and you every time I tried to answer your argument, you kept going. So I said, "We're done."
But you do agree, though, Dale, and you and I have argued on many occasions, and most of the time it's never come to blows.
Bob there.
Most of the time it's never come to blows.
I hate listening to that.
It is pretty painful. I don't think that even compares, though, to the amount of tension that Norm has had with people over the years, and I found two kind of deep-cut gems that I don't think we listen to very often when it comes to Norm.
Why do we want
to
do this?
This is Norm versus T.O. Do you remember this?
Norm had T.O. on?
No, he was talking to a caller about T.O. T.O. had just come here, and Norm was not happy about that. So you're going to hear the debut of another awkward Norm phrase, the phrase personal human being. And a very odd Norm debate tactic that I think we cut up into a drop.
The reason I don't like the signing of T.O. is what a nasty, personal human being he is. He is a wonderful player.
Norm, you saying he's nasty because he gets in problems with the law or because he has problems with his teammates?
Derek, are you gay?
No, sir.
You like people suggesting it? Would you like people spreading rumors at your work that you're gay?
No.
Derek, answer the question.
It would bother me because I know the truth.
Oh, bull. That's bull, Derek.
Okay, so you enjoy the ticket making fun of you.
I don't, that to me is they're having fun with me.
Okay.
Sometimes they cross the line. But you know what, Derek? I am not about to say on this air, oh, you know what? Frito's gay. And
no,
mean it. And mean it.
Why was Frito being pulled?
Asked the question and said.
And he didn't say he was?
What did he say, Derek?
You have to read into his statement.
What did he say?
He said, if it looks like a duck, it must be a duck.
No, if it looks like a rat and smells like a rat, it's a rat. That's what he said,
Did he say his word?
Oh.
Did he say he was
good
gay?
Good God, Derek.
That was the question.
Derek, are you gay? Wait a minute, Derek. Derek, stop. Answer a question for me. Are you gay? Derek. Are you gay?
Okay, would you ask Drew Bledsoe that?
Oh, hell, you won't even ask a question.
I've asked that already.
Okay, what's the answer?
The answer is no.
Okay, why couldn't the answer be no for T.O.?
Because he's T.O. That's why y'all
No,
asking.
No. You don't. He's T.O. Oh, he's T.O. He can do anything. He can come urinate on my leg because he's T.O. That's what he does. He urinates on my leg. Oh, forgive him for urinating on my leg because he's T.O. There's got to be some.
Would you ask Drew Bledsoe that?
If he was asked that, what would he say?
No. Would you? That's the question.
I wouldn't.
Would you? Okay, thank you. Because he wouldn't respond to it. The reason they asked T.O. is because they know he's going to give
a response. And because he's an idiot.
Okay, but that's why they asked
him. Oh, Derek, please don't try to defend T.O. on the basis of, well, he's T.O.
That's when Norm is at his best.
Personal human being. Oh, my goodness, yes. And maybe in the corner today, I'll play you one that I think is even better than that on Norm. That is absolutely peak Norm, because you'll get Norm being overly polite at the beginning of an argument before boiling over like a tea kettle and issuing so many phrases, including out-of-date cultural references, fake Spanish. I mean, it is like a Norm masterpiece at 9:15.
I forgot that's where
Are you gay?
Came from.
Asked him 12 times, gay? Are you gay?
Could Groobs handle that when he said that?
No.
All right, it's 8:48 on the ticket. What has happened to hitting in baseball? How do we teach it? Let's talk about that next.